96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Sounds of protest and unrest in the St. Louis, Missouri suburb of Ferguson. The city of about 21,000 people has been on edge since 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a city police officer. There have been protests, riots, and looting in the aftermath. Is this reaction specific to the city of Ferguson, or could we see the same thing happen in any place in America? Well, my guests tonight are St. Louis radio broadcaster Tony Scott, John Gaskin, he is with the St. Louis County NAACP, and Dr. Greg Carr, chair of Howard University's African American Studies Department. The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. Let me go directly to Tony. Tony, I understand that there have been more protests today, this afternoon. Is that correct? Can you kind of set the scene for me?
Lots of activity. There are some protests going on. Some people in the city have put in down there every year.
Tony, we can't hear you. We're going to let our technical people try to straighten that out. Mr. Gaskin, from the perspective of the NAACP, we have had 3 days of unrest. There's been a lot of discussion from other civil rights leaders, organizations. What is the NAACP's position in Ferguson? And what are you doing to try to calm things down, if at all possible?
So can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear Tony Scott getting an opportunity to give his take. Very well-respected radio personality here, and thank you for having me. The St. Louis County NAACP, as well as our national office, and really units across the country, especially here in St. Louis County, are outraged over the senseless murder of Mr. Michael Brown. This is a young man that would have started, I believe, today. Is today Tuesday, if I'm correct?
Today's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. I'm sorry. We get our days mixed up with everything going on. But Monday would have been his first day of college. And so as we look back at this man had his life, and I say this man had his life ahead of him. From my contact with folks that taught him at Normandy High School, he was a very, very respectful young man. Very mannerable, just a gentleman, and really almost, as they call him, a gentle giant.
But with that said, and if I may, with all due respect, Mr. Gaskin, we have been reporting on this for several days. That information we are well aware of. The thing that I need to know is, from the perspective of the NAACP and its activity in the community for the past several days, what is the position of the NAACP in trying to bring some calm, some peace, as we continue to wait on information? The name of the police officer, reports on specifically what happened. What can you share with us?
So our main objective is for folks to remain calm, for folks to certainly make their voices heard, but for people to certainly be reasonable. Mm-hmm. We don't want any, and when I say reasonable, we don't want anyone to get hurt. We have police officers here that are on the edge, and our message through the press and through people on the ground, as we've had volunteers within the area, is for people to be very careful, for people, if possible, to stay out of the streets at night, because you have, like I said, you have law enforcement that is on edge and that can snap and will snap, as we've seen last night. And we don't want any more bloodshed, and we don't want anyone to get hurt. We've also encouraged people on the ground to refrain from looting and refrain from damaging the economic centers of their community. You know, at the end of the day, when the press and when the media leaves and groups like yours stop reporting on the story, we are the ones that are still left on the ground to continue to deal with the healing and with the unrest that may be left over. Our other position on this is it goes back to civic and political engagement. As we look at the police department of Ferguson, you probably already heard they only have two African-American police officers and the remainder of them are Caucasian. And the city is 65% African-American. That's a problem. And that goes back to what? Civic engagement. Who elects the mayor?
Mm-hmm.
The mayor appoints the police chief, and the city council appoints the police chief, and the police chief essentially hires the officers that patrol the city. Mm-hmm. It goes back to civic engagement. In the long run, as we have had communication with the prosecuting attorney's office.
Well, let me stop you there because I know we only have you until about 7:30, but we do have Tony back on the line, and I wanted to make sure I heard from him. Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly well. Thank you so much, Tony. As I asked you earlier, can you kind of set the scene today? What happened today? We had protests three nights in a row, unrest, officers in the street. But what happened today?
Well, I think to kind of put it in perspective, I think people who were like my age, who have children who are grown and grandchildren maybe who are grown, we kind of dread the sun going down because there's a certain amount of uncertainty that's going on. You know, the protesters do not want to be told what to do. The police have told the protesters not to protest at night, to go, which is a mistake. There's some a scene earlier, not that long ago, where the police told a crowd to disperse and go home, and they shouted back, the crowd shouted back, Mike Brown can't go home. You know, so it's still a little tense. I firmly believe that the people who did the looting and the people who were protesting are two different sets of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think the people who were looting and burning were taking advantage of a situation for a come up. That's what I really believe.
Hold that point, Tony, because I need to take a break. Before I do, I need to just ask this question of Dr. Carr, and we're going to hear from him continuously through this program. Dr. Carr, is this a Ferguson, Missouri situation, or could this happen anywhere? That's the question.
Of course not. Many people have said this the last couple of days, Brother Fisher. The surprise is that this doesn't happen all over the country every day because the conditions in Ferguson are the conditions in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, anywhere, Biloxi, Mississippi. This is a question of citizenship. American citizenship has consistently failed. And for black people, we have never, ever in this society been presented with a set of circumstances that would allow us to exercise our full citizenship rights. This man was murdered, and people are victims of state violence every day, Brother Harold. No, this is absolutely neither unique or uncommon.
We're going to talk more about the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. Could it happen anywhere? And if so, why? We'll be back in just a moment. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. There have been protests, riots, and looting in the aftermath of the killing of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old young man in Ferguson, Missouri. Is this reaction specific to the city of Ferguson, or could we see the same thing happen any place in America? My guests are St. Louis radio broadcaster Tony Scott, John Gaskin, he is with the St. Louis County NAACP, and Dr. Greg Carr, chair of Howard University's African American Studies Department. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. 76. Let me go to Reggie. Reggie calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Reggie?
Yes, I'm appalled about what happened and all. But what I like to say is the fact that both police officers are military men, and they follow a chain of command situation. So when a general, colonel, or some form of commander give an order, they're expected to do what they're told immediately and stuff. So these are what these people that are police officials are used to and stuff and all. Now, the solution I think that might work and all is just like when Stevie Wonder asked folks three times to come up to the monument grounds to try to get Martin Luther King's birthday recognized,
mm-hmm.
it worked.
I see.
When folks came, shut down the federal government because most of the blacks were the ones that was running the federal government, and they couldn't stand that. So that thing worked, and we have Martin Luther King's birthday noted where Columbus Day used to be.
Interesting, Reggie. I need to go back to John Gaskin. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mr. Gaskin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Mr. Gaskin, I know we only have you for a few more minutes, but I need to ask you, from your perspective, are you surprised at any of the things that have happened over the past 5 days, whether it be the shooting of Michael Brown or the protests and the riots that have followed it?
I tell you what, I'm not surprised about the shooting. Because, as you know, police brutality is at an all-time high in America right now. We want to make it clear it's not just African Americans that are being abused by the police. It's whites, it's Hispanics, it's a lot of Americans that are being abused. And it seems as though our law enforcement officers are taking the law into their own hands and saying, let's shoot now and ask questions later if you look at statistics. Another issue that we have on our hands is like you mentioned, the looting. Now, I want people to understand, because it seems the media is painting a different picture. The looting has calmed down significantly. The rioting has calmed down significantly within the last couple of days as people kind of listen to the local leadership or start to begin to realize that, yes, we understand what folks are going through, but we don't want people to tear apart our neighborhoods and we don't want any more bloodshed. And I think people are starting to heed to that. As more information comes out, mm-hmm. it could potentially be a problem. I'm sure as many of you all have assumed, as the name will, I'm pretty sure, will be released from the conversation I've had with attorneys.
Yep.
Probably sooner than later, as much unrest as we look at.
Let us hope that we don't have any further unrest as this moves forward. I want to thank you so much. I know you've got to go. I want to thank you. I've got to take another break. If you're on the phone, don't hang up. More of your phone calls next. The Weekend Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR is coming up. We will continue this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us. Don't hang up. We'll be back on Sirius XM in just a bit.